Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Declare it to the distant lands. Behold, our Savior will come. You need no longer fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. And welcome as we come together to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries of our faith. And as we now gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord as we seek forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Keep us alert, we pray, O Lord our God, as we await the advent of Christ your Son, so that when he comes and knocks, he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah.
On that day, the branch of the Lord will be luster and glory, and the fruit of the earth will be honor and splendor. For the survivors of Israel, he who remains in Zion and he who is left in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone marked down for life in Jerusalem. When the Lord washes away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purges Jerusalem's blood from her midst with a blast of searing judgment, then will the Lord create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over her place of assembly a smoking cloud by day and a light of flaming fire by night. For over all, the Lord's glory will be shelter and protection, shade from the parching heat of day, refuge and cover from storm and rain. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord," and now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity, to it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decree of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, "Peace be with you." Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Come and save us, Lord our God. Let your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. He said to him, I will come and cure him. The centurion said in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I, too, am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it's an honor and a pleasure to be with all of you this day in these early days of the Advent season as we journey through this time of spiritual renewal and preparation, not only for the birth of our Lord, but for his return in glory. And so at these early days, you would think that our gospel readings would be focusing more on that. You know, maybe the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary, John the Baptist proclaiming a message of repentance, Joseph, wise men, shepherds, something like that. Instead, we have this interesting story of the centurion coming to Jesus asking for his servant to be healed. Now, we'll hear about the angel, Joseph, wise men, all those folks later on in Advent. But right now, I think this reading basically is to help us during our Advent season, because there's a lot that is packed into this gospel passage that we really don't realize. First of all, it talks about this centurion, a Roman soldier, a leader of 100 men who comes to Jesus. And remember, there was not a good relationship between the Roman soldiers who were occupying Jerusalem and the Holy Lands and the Jewish people. The Jewish people didn't want the Romans there. And the Romans, they looked down on the Jewish people. So basically, they weren't friends at all. And yet we have a Roman centurion who comes to Jesus. Just think of how he had to swallow his pride, how he had to humble himself. Because if all those men under him found out that he went to a Jewish man asking for help, just think of how he would have been belittled because of that. Or maybe if his superiors had found out about what he had done, they probably would have kicked him out of his post. But yet the centurion doesn't care. He goes to Jesus. He's probably heard Jesus preach. He's probably seen the miracles that Jesus has done. And so he goes humbly before the Lord asking for help. The second thing, too, is that he asks for help not for himself, not for a family member or a friend, but for his servant. And basically, he's asking for help for his slave. And for the Romans, the slaves, it was property. It's like having animals. They had no rights or laws to help protect the slaves or the servants. And so he could have done whatever he wanted. If he found out that his servant was sick, he said, well, throw him out in the street. I'll just get me a new one. But yet he has compassion for this servant, that he wants this servant to be healed. So here we have humility and we have compassion. And we have a man who doesn't care what others may think or say about him. My friends, that is how we are meant to be as we enter into this Advent season. Humbly coming before our Lord, seeking his help in whatever way in our lives, but also too coming before the Lord with compassion for our brothers and sisters, for the stranger on the streets, for those we may not like or get along with. We are called to have compassion for one another and bring their needs before the Lord. That's what Advent is all about. Coming before our Lord and inviting him into our hearts, into our souls, into our lives. And not even caring what other people may think about us. Because as you know, we live in a crazy world today that says, give up on God. Give up on your faith. Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever what makes you happy. And because of that, we do suffer some sort of persecution, maybe from family members, maybe from friends, maybe from co-workers, people who say you're crazy for practicing your faith. And yes, we do have to be crazy, but that's okay because of our love for the Lord and because of our trust in him. And so, my friends, now as we journey through these early days of Advent, let us humble ourselves before the Lord. Let us ask him to bring us healing in our lives and the lives of the people around us. And let us ask him to enter into our hearts by just saying the word.
You're listening to Holy Mass
to please stand
on Relevant Radio.
And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father and his intentions, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to terrorism and violence, and that the peace of Christ will reign throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are in physical, emotional, or spiritual pain, that our Lord will touch them with his healing hands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the homeless and for those who struggle to make ends meet, that others may show charity and give generously to meet their needs in the season of giving and throughout the year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Mary Jo Feltl, in thanksgiving for her support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. And if it is your will, we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Lord, accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession we rely for unfailing help. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Visit us in peace, that we may rejoice before you with a blameless heart. Thank you. watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray, for even now as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for joining us this day at the Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.